she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Cole Bisapp.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They are open for your business. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. It is the last day of the month. It's a great day to get a great deal from Autoflex. Whether you're going to lease a car, purchase a car, or flex buy a car, which is the better of both worlds.
That's right. And two locations to serve you, Arlington for you Tarrant County folk and Richardson for all the Dallas County people. And you're never too far away from an Autoflex leasing if you go to autoflex.com. We like to talk about our driving experiences, and I had one today on the drive into work.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I've told you guys before, I'm a speed demon. I have a lead foot. I got it from my mama. And as I'm driving, it's technically in the neighborhood still, so it's 30 miles per hour, but it's through like this park area where there's never any cars or anybody, and this guy was going 20, so, and he was in a big white truck, if that matters, and so I looked, there's nobody coming, so I gunned it, and I went around him, and I didn't cut him off, I didn't do anything wrong, he was going 20 and a 30, and
you
I went-
You didn't swoop and, squat?
I did not scoop and squat.
Swoop and squat.
Swoop and squat, and I certainly didn't do the other thing either.
I don't like the way this is going, I'm just saying.
So I didn't cut him off or anything, but then he flipped me the bird.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't do anything wrong in this scenario, sir. You were going too slow, I passed you with blinker and all. And then he road raged on me. How is that fair? Why do people do that?
Doesn't have to be fair.
I never get that. Well, if you mess up, you don't give somebody else the bird. You're the one in the wrong.
It's just his opinion is all. And he's entitled to it.
I guess that's true.
You know, that's what I say when they flip me off. You're entitled to your opinion.
You know what I do, though, to people? I don't flip the bird because if they have a kid in the car, I don't want them
right.
to go, what does that
exactly.
mean or anything. But I wag my finger at them.
Yeah.
Because it's
Shame
my little
you.
Way of saying.
Oh, the wagging
yes,
finger.
It's
yes,
my way
that'll
of saying,
show them. Yeah.
I am a better driver than you. That's what it means when you
but
wag
I'm not
your finger.
Get down to that other level.
Right.
I wag both fingers at them in the middle of my
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, but then they might think you're giving them the guns, like, hey, good job.
Right. So if you have a story, you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. Thankfully, that's all that happened to me and not, in fact, the swoop and squat.
Right.
Well, you know, it's according to where you live as to whether they're starting to see this now. But if you live in New York, if you live in Las Vegas, if you live in Texas, maybe Florida or Michigan, there's a new scam out there, and it is getting you to cause an accident. And there are a number of ways that they pull this off, and I know that it's going on in Dallas because I've heard about it, where maybe you're driving along and you're at a four-way stop, and the guy over on the left-hand side says, no, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And you start across, and then he rushes out, so you hit his car. And that is an intentional accident. And there are people that are making a pretty good living causing them.
I cannot believe people would willingly get into an accident.
Well, they're not.
It's
they're not
insane.
They're not terribly high speed, but they do. Their car gets damaged, but more importantly, they've got a car full of people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those people can suffer soft tissue injury.
They all need neck braces.
They
exactly.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Or insurance collars, as
right.
they're known in the business.
Insurance
yes.
collars.
So here's how it can work, and there's a couple of different ways. One is called the swoop and squat, as you all were mentioning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with lifting weights or doing number two.
Oh, goodness.
It's where there are two cars involved in front of you, and one of them swoops in front of the car that's directly in front of you and slams on the brakes. You hit the car that's directly in front of you. Now they have an accident. That's not good. So... And it's your fault because you hit them from behind.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got one called the panic stop, and that's where
I had somebody do this to me.
Did you?
I didn't hit him though.
Thankfully.
That's where they have like somebody riding in the passenger seat and they're watching you. And if they see you look down or pick up your phone to check your messages or whatever, they tell the driver he locks the brakes up. Boom, you hit him from behind. It's your fault.
Happened.
Oh,
not
my gosh.
About 50 feet before the stop sign, they slam on their brakes. You know, because you're kind of in your own little world.
Right.
I was close enough to them that if I hadn't had those excellent brakes in my little Acura TL, I would have hit them.
Yeah, but, and those good reflexes.
And that you really do need to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, I did have my phone in my hand. This was back, I went without a phone for a couple of years after this. I threw it in the floorboard. I was so mad at myself for almost getting into it. I mean, it was a quarter of an inch, I swear, that I almost hit those people.
Wow.
And I'd feel terrible if I hurt someone, especially if it's because of my... not paying attention.
Right.
So anyway, that's how that went down. And I didn't hit him, though.
By the way, you mentioning you're driving in this morning reminds me of what the late, great George Carlin once pointed out, that anyone who drives slower than you is an idiot.
Yeah.
Anyone who drives faster than you is a maniac.
Right.
Guilty. I'll take it. I'd rather be a maniac than an idiot, that's for sure.
Anyway, so now we have the swoop and squat, we have the panic stop, and now we have the side swipe. And that is where you got two left turn hand lanes and you're both turning left. And the guy on the outside just keeps getting further and further out. So he's like way outside his lane. Well, you drift over. He waits until you drift over that magic white line and you're in his lane. And then he swoops back in and sideswipes you.
Yep.
Your fault.
How is that your fault?
Because you're in his lane.
Oh.
He had the right to be in that lane.
Yeah. He gave it up, hoping you would come out, and once you swung wide, he zips back in and pops you.
What if it was, I mean, I guess if he didn't have his blinker on, he couldn't prove that he was changing lanes, but couldn't you say, I thought he was changing lanes, and I was also changing lanes?
I thought,
two turn
hat
lanes.
Doesn't work.
No, probably not.
But I thought, right? As it hold up in a court of law.
Dang it.
You can try, though. It might work for you.
Finally, you have the drive down, and that's when the neighborly driver waves you in, says, it's okay, go ahead and turn left in front of me. It's fine. And then they bash you.
Trust no one.
Yes.
That's what this tells me, right?
Exactly. But if they speed up and they hit you, isn't it their fault?
It's according to where they hit you. If they manage to hit you where you look wrong, you're wrong. Even if they hit you.
These are the pros. We're these innocent bystanders or innocent drivers going along, doing our thing. But constantly I see people that are in front of me, when they make their left turn or the right turn, they always swoop out into the other lane. I'm like, hello, what are you doing?
I see that too.
So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a couple of things. They look for women drivers. They look for nicer cars. They look for
newer
cars.
Because they think you have more money or something?
You have insurance.
Insurance.
They don't care about you. They want your insurance. They pick on elderly drivers sometimes.
The women and the elderly is because we're supposedly less confrontational?
Exactly. Because they don't want to have somebody.
Me?
Yeah. If they cause the accident, if they want a big burly guy hopping out and pounding on them.
Yeah. That's good thinking.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Meet me in my taser.
Right.
So, anyway, that's who they pick on. And there's a couple of things you can do, just common sense stuff, to avoid being involved. And the other thing is, by the way, they drive really old cars. Because they don't
course.
Care.
Yeah, they're
right.
Not getting a nice car.
Exactly. They're going for a bodily injury. But anyway.
We always have to look out for a car that's already banged up because they don't care.
They got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you don't tailgate. First of all, don't tailgate because that's what they're looking for. That's the most common thing is they're looking for you to get right up behind them and then they're going to lock them up. When you are getting on the highway, never look down. That's another place they get you. Because they'll start out on the entrance ramp. If you're behind them, they're watching their rearview mirror just in case you get close enough, they're going to lock them up.
I wish they would be so busy watching their rearview mirror to see what I'm doing that somebody would do it to them.
Well, it's possible, but not likely. Anyway, dial down your distractions. Put down the phone. Don't eat in the car. If you got to beat the kids, pull over. I didn't say that, folks.
If you need to administer some sort of punishment to the children.
Correctional.
Right.
Correctional. If you need to counsel with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you need to pull over and counsel with your children.
With the back of your hand. Okay. Watch your turning radius. When you're in those left-hand turn lanes, when there's two of them, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. If you're in your lane, they can't get you. It's amazing how much this has grown in the last little bit. It's turning into a major, major thing. If you and the interesting thing, it's already there in Russia, and it has been. You know, you see all these dash cams out of Russia. In fact, when they had the meteor come in.
Yeah, that's right. That's how they got
everyone, it. Well, everyone over there has dash cams because insurance fraud is a major, major crime over there. And if you go online, in fact, if you go to autoflex.com and like our Facebook page, you can dial back a couple of weeks. We've got a video of nothing but Russians causing accidents to become injured so that they can sue.
It's crazy. And it's all caught on dash cam. But if you suspect that, you know, somebody's committing fraud, definitely call the cops and get a police report. Another thing is you can do this anonymously. You can call the NICB's toll-free hotline, 1-800-TELL-NICB, to report the incident. And you can call anonymously if you want. We need to stop this mess. It's costing all of us more money with our insurance rates.
Definitely. And people can potentially get hurt.
Well, there was a couple. Foolish. There was a family killed. Exactly this situation. They slammed on their brakes in front of a semi. There was a car between two semis.
Oh.
The fraud people slammed on their brakes in front of the first semi, which slammed on their brakes, and the car slammed on the brake, and the third semi slammed on his brakes, but the car in the middle of the semis got squashed.
Between the two semis.
It was a fiery crash.
You know,
NICB, by the way, is National Insurance Crime Bureau, and they keep statistics on this stuff, NICB.org, and again, 1-800-835-NICB.
I wonder if the guy in front of the big rig made more, because that's a bigger risk.
No, he went to jail. He actually admitted to the insurance fraud in his...
And he and one other person got 11 years.
Good.
That's it?
Yeah.
But that's it. That's, and the other people died.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Anyway,
that's watch
more,
out for that.
More important than the money is definitely saving lives.
Definitely true. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. We are dancing in the commercial breaks. It's Saturday morning. The sun is out. The weather's great. And if you're doing some car shopping, there's one place to go, and it's called AutoFlex Leasing. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web.
That's right. And if you want to get in on the radio show, maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars. Maybe you have a road rage story that you want to tell us. Pet peeves while other people are driving. Because, of course, we do nothing wrong. As the driver never do anything wrong. But if other people out there are ticking you off and you want to vent, 877-881-1053 is our number. Or you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733.
And we'll actually read them on the air if we can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Edit your language. Make it family friendly. One of the things that a lot of kids get for graduation, because it is, after all, graduation season, are new cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you're 16, you get your first car usually. So I love this. We've got a list for the parents listening out there, the best cars for your teenagers.
Exactly. And here's how this list was put together. It's on the insurance cost, and people don't consider that. But that's a huge consideration when you're getting a kid a car.
Mm-hmm.
Their insurance cost 2, 3, maybe even 4 times what yours will. So when you're out there looking for a car, of course, the kid wants a Miata.
Yep.
Or he wants a 300ZX.
Camaro.
You know, or Camaro.
Yeah, Ford Mustang.
Guess what? The payments on the insurance are higher than the payments on the car.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, that also happens if you have some at-fault accidents as an adult.
Right.
If you're the cause of all these accidents, your insurance premiums will raise up right back
higher
up to
than
teenage
the price
years
of the
too.
Car.
Yes.
Mm. So, you know, there's a lot of great cars out there though that are reasonable in insurance, and here's why. They're not sports cars. They're not stolen a lot, and they don't cost a zillion dollars to fix. I mean, and that's what keeps those insurance costs down. So, if you're in that position, and a lot of people are or have been, and you're looking for a car for that new graduate or to go off to college to, or maybe as a gift for graduation, here's a few cars that'll work for you cost-wise on the insurance. The first one, and these are all 2009 model vehicles, and the reason we chose these is because some of them may have some warranty left on them, but they're still past the point that we used to build really poor cars. From about 2009 on, the cars are just a better quality.
And they have airbags and electronic brake force distribution and anti-lock brakes and
exactly.
all kinds of things like that.
Exactly.
That you want your child to have.
Absolutely. So number one on the list, the Ford Taurus. Now, here's the thing. It's not the sexiest car in the world, but what do you want around your kid? You want a lot of metal.
Yeah.
You want to make sure they're safe. You want to make sure it has electronic skid control. 2009 Ford Taurus.
And they're roomy. They can squeeze all their friends in there.
Exactly.
I'm still shocked at how much the insurance does cost. You know, for a year, $3,322, that's $276 a month.
That's pretty pricey.
It is.
Well, and that's an average over the country, but welcome to the world of buying teenage insurance.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now I understand more and more why they want a cheaper car payment because they're making the equal amount.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing is it's according to how old your kid is, because guess what? If you're a guy, if it's a boy, it's going to be that high until he's 25.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not like it's going to pass quick. Another great car, Honda Accord. It's just an all-around reliable car. 2009 was a good car for that. Ford Fusion, and that's, again, a great car, and that's a good-looking car. Mm-hmm. Scion XB, little smaller car, but it does well insurance-wise.
And that's kind of a unique-looking car, so I think a teenager would like being different and having that cool style.
It's a box.
It is a box, but to a teenager, that's probably really cool.
Quirky and cool.
Yeah, it is different.
It cuts the wind like a box. Subaru Legacy, and here's the thing. Now, in this part of the country, people don't drive Subarus like they do in other parts of the country, but if you go to Colorado, New York, Washington, Oregon, you're going to find that the Subaru dealers there are gigantic, and they sell thousands and thousands of them.
They're as big as Honda dealers.
Yeah, they are. So, and the Subaru builds a really good car. So, the Subaru Legacy, you'll notice that these cars are mostly four-door sedans, by the way.
Yes.
That's
no
because
sporty McSport sports.
They're less to insure. Yeah. Volkswagen Jetta sedan. Now, the one thing I'd say about the Volkswagen is that it costs a little more to fix a Volkswagen than it does other cars. So, that is a consideration if the car has a lot of miles on it. Same thing on this Audi A3. Great car. The repair costs are going to be a little
more. We're just talking about insurance, though, right now.
Exactly, right. Toyota Corolla, and that's a great car, and you don't have those repair cost issues.
Right.
Subaru Impreza, Honda Civic four-door, Ford Focus Coupe, Volkswagen Rabbit. I like the Honda Fit, by the way. I think that's a really cool little car. Mm-hmm. That's the one where the back seat flips up. So if you've ever seen one, the Honda Fit, the back seat literally flips up against the seat back, and so if you have dogs or whatever, they fit right in.
How cool!
Yeah, especially it's very,
it's
very
hard
cool
for your older dog to jump in very far. There's just a very small step up, and boom, they're in the vehicle.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you a perspective on what just the model car can be, the Ford Taurus annually is $3,233 to insure. If you get your kiddo a Mitsubishi Lancer GTS, that insurance will be $4,392.
Yowzer.
Yeah. So picking out the right car for the kid is really, really important from an insurance standpoint. It's not just the cost of the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's the insurance that you got to buy that you got to consider.
Or you can go like my parents and give them a navy blue Pinto station wagon.
Stylish.
And that was also before we knew they blew up so easily when you were in. Well, but it was a wagon.
I think the wagons didn't blow up as bad as the little coupes did. The coupes blew up more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So your parents really did love you.
Faux wood grain.
I just
want to
mention that.
You had a Woody.
You know, I did. A little bitty Woody.
Yeah.
Miniature
Woody.
Colby, be nice.
So if you want to follow along on
the list.
It had
air conditioning.
That's nice. That's a plus. Especially
I wasn't walking.
This time of year.
That's right.
If you need to follow along with that list, we've posted it. Autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page.
All right.
That was a good little car. And you know what? It was a car. I had a car.
That's true.
I really was grateful. I just look back and think, wow, that was my first car.
It's funny, though, because your first car is so important. I've told the story before. My sister's first car was a Plymouth Reliant, and it was gold, and it was hideous. And she would drop me off at school, and I would make her park a block away, and I would just walk the last block so nobody had to see me getting out of this car. And now
my brother and sister did the same thing.
You were one of those kids.
Yeah.
You didn't want to drive up in school in front of the car.
No.
Get out of the car.
So what she would do, she wouldn't let me get out. She'd lock all the doors. She'd pull up and honk the horn.
I should have done that. That's
older funny. Sisters are the worst.
It helps you build your confidence, though.
Right.
Aren't you more secure in who you are today now because of all that?
I'm sure I somehow learned and grew from it, but man, I was mad at her back then.
Oh, that's what the older siblings always do.
I know. David, what was your first car?
Oh,
actually,
please.
Yeah, it was. I paid for it. I'd been working for a long time. I started working when I was 14
and
saving
cool
money.
Car.
I was. It was a Thunderbird. And it was back when Thunderbirds were like a super luxury car because I'm really old. So it was I got it when it was a year old. It was a 1965 Thunderbird. It had an FM radio. It had power windows. It had power seats.
Fancy.
Yeah. And in the 60s, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really cool.
Did you say the swing-away steering wheel?
It had a swing-away steering wheel. Yeah. When you opened the door, the steering wheel swung out of the way. When you closed the door, it swung back in again.
That's cool.
It was very, very cool. Well, yeah, it was really, really neat car. Long story, but neighbor wanted to sell it because she developed cataracts and could no longer drive. And she had cataracts. That's not an expensive car. That's something wrong with your eyes. And she developed cataracts, and so she had to sell the car, and she went down to trade it in. They weren't going to give her much for it.
Uh-huh.
And I had saved up enough that I could buy the car. So I bought the car.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun car
for a long time.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Too. It was a wonderful car. I wish I still had it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, be worth a lot these days. Colby, what was your first car?
1976 Booger Green and Cream El Camino.
Booger,
sweet.
An El Camino.
You know, okay. Now, first of all, El Caminos are the only car I can think of that you regularly see 30-year-old cars driving around. People are still driving
still
El Caminos.
Mm-hmm.
They will still. This one will not because I happened to do a 360 in the middle of a Six Flags drive and took out a couple of cars with me after only having it for like a month. But everybody was okay.
Though they had a really light rear end.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the reason, because I like to go really fast, and the back end didn't weigh as much as the front end.
Yeah.
So next thing I know, it was passing me, the
back
end.
Really needed a posi track rear end, or you needed some weights in the back. I had an El Camino for a little while.
That was very Marissa Tomei of you.
Right.
You got to have the posi track. My first car was a 1987 Nissan Maxima, and the front seat, the passenger seat, wasn't bolted down, and it was a stick shift.
Nice.
So anytime somebody was riding in the front seat, if I would take off, it turned into a rocking chair. And I remember, it never bothered me because I was always driving, right?
Oh, my God.
But I had taught my best friend Jamie how to drive a standard in my car, and so I had to ride in the passenger seat, and it was like, I swear, it was like sitting in grandma's rocker. It was so funny because it just added to the experience of being in that junky car.
Added to the experience. I like that.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
why that happened to you? Because you were embarrassed about your sister's Plymouth Reliance.
It's karma. It's karma with a C.
Yes, karma.
Right.
Okay. Now here's another. Let's talk about engine light codes. They call these idiot lights, and there's a reason for them. Because if your car has gauges, you can actually read the gauges. If you have an idiot light, it just flashes at you and lets you know that something's wrong, but we're really not too sure what. But we're sure something's wrong. And most people see those and then drive to the service department and check their car in. Well, the average cost of checking your car in for a red warning light, just the engine warning light.
A red one, not a gold one.
Yeah, is $367.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and sometimes, big time, and sometimes that just means that they got to put it on a machine to tell you forgot to tighten your gas cap.
Right.
Because that'll turn an engine warning light on now.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But you can arm yourself if you want to. There's a couple of companies out there that make diagnostics that are, in fact, set up for people that want to check their car before they take it to the service department. And it costs about $100 to find out what's wrong with your car.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at a company called CarMD. You can go to CarMD.com and order a plug-in device that plugs in under your dash, just like the diagnostics do at the car dealership, and it will tell you what has failed on the car. It'll tell you if you left your gas cap off. It'll tell you a lot of different things so that when you go to the service department, you'll be forearmed. You won't just be at their mercy. It's smarter to do that than it is to go in. And if you've got a 4 or 5 year old car, you're going to start seeing stuff like that, or if you leave your gas cap off.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another company called an Actron that makes something called an Actron U-Scan, again, under $100. And the Actron U-Scan actually has the ability to turn off that warning light if it is simply because you left your gas cap off.
That's what I was going to ask, because that's sometimes another thing you have to take it in for is, even if you know what it is, if it's because you need your oil changed, they still have to go in there and turn it off after they've changed the oil.
Yeah. So if you want to protect yourself against possible predatory practices, if you like alliteration,
mm-hmm.
You can get one of these devices. either the Actron U-Scan or go to carmd.com and find out. You can order it online. They'll send it to you. You plug it in. You've got some laptop software you use with it. Plug it into your car, and it will diagnose and tell you why that light's on before you go into your service guy, who might tell you you need extra things.
Yep. And for those DIYers, there's one of them that has an app. You can upload your screen from that to Facebook, and that way you can get everybody else involved and find out what everybody else thinks. And there's another app where you can have like up to 4 million other people who've used it, and you can compare with all of their diagnostics and fixes and kind of get some free information that way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're in for a special treat today. 105.3 The Fan, the official home of your Dallas Cowboys. And guess who we've got on the phone? Running back DeMarco Murray. Hello, DeMarco. Good morning to you.
How are you guys doing? Good morning.
We're great.
We are fantastic. We've got David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil, here with you. Talking some cars this morning, and we just asked everybody, we went around the room and talked about our first car. So I got to find out, what was your first car?
My first car was actually a Yukon. I got my freshman year in college. My parents wouldn't allow me to drive in high school, so
probably smart. Smart, actually.
Definitely. So I got my first car after my freshman year. It was a Yukon.
You had a nice car then. We all had beaters.
So you got that first car while you were at OU.
Yeah.
That's my alma mater too.
DeMarco, you grew up in Las Vegas, which I found really, really interesting, because I don't know many people that actually grew up and went to school in Las Vegas, and you went to a Catholic high school there, and you set a bunch of state records while you were in high school still, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And growing up in Vegas, is I love Vegas. That's, you know, where I'm from, and I've spent a lot of years there, and you know, I'm definitely proud of, you know, where I come from, but it's not like, you know, what most people think, you know, growing up in Vegas, the strip, the
right
life and all that 24/7, but, you know, I lived off the strip, and, you know, I never went on the strip until, you know, I was 21, you know, it's like locals really, you know, they don't go to the strip too often, mainly for tours, but Vegas is a great city, and definitely miss it.
So when you go back, do you like to gamble?
No, I don't gamble too much. I actually stay at the Red Rock, off the strip. It's about 30 minutes. I never stay on the strip. I think that's just a little too much for me.
Right. It's probably a good idea. I hear that from so many people too. If they're from Vegas, they don't really love gambling. I guess because they've kind of been around it all their lives.
Well, and probably don't want to be around all the craziness.
Yeah.
Of all of us crazy tourists that come
in. Well,
there.
And after meeting DeMarco just briefly, but my first impressions are you're not really a wild and crazy kind of a guy. You've got your feet on the ground.
Definitely. You know, I like to definitely have fun, but I definitely do it in spirit and try to, you know, have fun, but nothing too crazy.
Well, and it's like we have a lot of ball players that are customers at Autoflex, and a lot of them have really, really wild and crazy cars. But your Autoflex car is a what?
I'm driving the Platinum Harley Davidson.
Yeah, Platinum Harley Davidson Ford pickup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that sort of speaks to the kind of guy you are. You know, in reading through your records and stuff, you tied Adrian Peterson's freshman touchdown record when you were at OU. You set a number of other records while you were in college. But I think, for me, the biggest thing, because I knew, I'd watched you the whole time you were at OU, and I was a big fan. I saw Dallas draft you, but then you were the third string running back your first year. How did that affect you? I mean, you were a big man on campus, obviously, at OU, and you set all those state records in high school. When you came to Dallas and you were the third string, did that affect you? Did you think about that, or was that just part of the game?
I think it was part of the game. Definitely mentally, it takes a toll on you, you know, coming from the success you've had in high school and in college, and then coming here, and then, you know, being the third string, you know, behind two really good running backs, it just makes you stronger mentally and just makes you work harder. You know, for me, I've always had a great work ethic, and I think when I got here, I just kind of turned it up a notch, and I just, you know, kept my head down, just worked hard, and, you know, did what they asked me to do, and once I got to play, I just took advantage over it.
Well, and I know you did. In fact, I think it was game seven against St. Louis when Felix Jones was out, and then Tashard Choice had been declared the starter in the game. But that game, you ran 253 yards on 25 carries and broke Emmitt Smith's single-game rushing record. In your second year as a Cowboy, no, your first year as a Cowboy, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. We were all cheering for you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
When, in that game, while that was going on, did you realize what was going on? Did you realize you were racking up those kind of yards? Did you know that you were going to set some more records?
I didn't, to be honest. You know, it was a long game, and you know, we played a really good game offensively. Offensive line did a great job blocking, so I got to give a lot of credit to those guys and you know, the receivers and you know, our coaches for giving me the opportunity, but when you're playing the game, you never look at stats, so you never really have time, or it definitely doesn't cross your mind. You're just mainly looking at the score, looking at what you have to do, and just playing it one play at a time. But it was definitely a long game, and I didn't know until the end, and people started coming up and telling me, and I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it.
You know why you didn't know? Because you're from Vegas, and you never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
It could be it.
Is that right?
That's a good way to do it. DeMarco Murray joining us here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Hey, I always love this question because I heard this asked many, many years ago to Tony Dorsett. He had a very funny answer. What's the biggest difference you found now that you've been at the Cowboys for a couple of years? What's the biggest difference in college ball and pro ball for you?
I would definitely say the timing. Everybody's a lot faster at this level of college. There's about four to five really good players on the field at all times. In this league, there's 11, you know. So yeah. it's a hard game, and windows close like that, and gaps close like that, and players are so fast, and intelligence is definitely key at this game. It's not so much, I think, this game is fast. These guys are a lot smarter, so they're in the right spots at the right time.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to see you do another 58 touchdowns.
There you go.
Hopefully next year.
So, DeMarco, by now you've had a chance to meet some of your new teammates. What are your thoughts on the new guys?
I like them. I think we did a great job of drafting some guys and some key positions that we need help in. And we spent some time with OTAs and minicamp, and a lot of young guys are stepping up. A lot of guys, you know, they still have one way to go, but I'm sure a lot of them will be playing this year, contributing, you know, at different times this year. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the team, excited for the young guys, and just excited to get the season kicked off.
We're excited too.
Yeah, DeMarco, how do you feel? I mean, how's your health? How'd you heal up? Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. You know, I've done some different things this offseason to make sure that longevity-wise, I can, you know, continue to play at a fast level day in, day out, weekly, and through the course of the season. So I'm feeling great, and I'm excited.
I seem to remember a certain running back promising he was going to play all 16, so we're counting on you.
But yeah, we'll see. That's the plan.
I want to thank you, too, as being a fellow Okie. Or I'm an Okie, I guess you're from Vegas, but you were there for a while and you did some wonderful things for the state. And I noticed on your website that you pledged to help more Oklahoma tornado victims, and I'm just really grateful for that. That's very generous of you, and I know all the Okies are very grateful too.
Definitely, thank you. I definitely consider myself an Okie as well. Love Norman, I love the state of Oklahoma. It's just, you know, great people, and I definitely, you know, raised a lot of money for those guys. I'm excited to announce it here in the next week.
Thank you.
Yes, I love that. When athletes do something good for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got, you mentioned OTAs, mini camps are over. You've got Oxnard on the horizon. Are you ready for it?
I am ready for it. You can't beat Cali weather, so it's great to, you know, be out there and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Good weather, nice breeze, and I'm excited to get out there and compete and, you know, just and get this thing kicked off the way it should be.
Do you plan on doing any of the rookie hazing, making somebody carry your pads or anything?
No, I'm not for that.
Come on!
Yeah, I'll let the other guys do that if they do it, but running backs, I don't do all that.
hey, those guys that you may carry your pads, you may have to depend on them to save your butt later on.
Right. So I may have to be carrying the offensive lineman pass, so we'll see.
Right. All right. Well, DeMarco, it's certainly been fun chatting with you. We wish you the best of luck this season, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
And Boomer Sooner.
That's right. All right, there he goes, DeMarco Murray. We've got to take a quick break here. We will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Gargamel, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Always AutoFlex.com, where you can go and schedule a test drive, learn about AutoFlex, see all our great pre-owned cars, apply for a lease online, get a free black book appraisal on your trade, all of that at AutoFlex.com.
Mm-hmm. Easy to do. Starting to get lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts here at 43733. People want to know about certain cars. This guy says he's looking at a King Cab Ford Ranger. He's trading in a 99 Rodeo. Is that a minimal trade-in?
It is, and it doesn't matter where you trade it in or who you sell it to.
Okay.
So it's not going to be worth a whole lot of money one way or another. And it's so if you trade it in, at least you're going to get the credit for the sales tax that the value of the trade brings. So on that car, the sales tax credit that you'll get by trading it in and the car probably would equal all you would get if you sold it to an individual, and it's a lot less trouble.
And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people always think that, oh, I'll just go sell it myself and I'll make more than what I would trading it in. And it, I guess with that particular car, it's not
it's
case.
Just, there's not that many dollars involved on that car, so the tax credit plus the value of the car would equal about what you'd get if you sold it to an individual. And selling a car to an individual is a real pain. And the other thing is, if you're selling a pre-owned car, an older pre-owned car to an individual, you always have to worry about them coming back when it breaks. You sold me this car, and I've only had it a week, and now the engine's gone out.
They can come back on you.
Yes.
Is there a certain time period in which they have?
Not really, no. No.
I mean, because what if they come back 2 months later?
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're thinking about trading in a car, at least it's a wholesale transaction. You're not responsible for it once it's traded.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about driving pet peeves. This AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, I hate when a driver goes slow and then you try to pass them and then they speed up.
Yeah,
it's
either that or the people that pass you on the left and then swing back into the right lane in front of you and slow down.
I hate those people.
What is the deal with that?
It's because they don't want to be behind you, but then they're too scared to drive fast in the left lane, so then they get back over in front of you in the next lane over.
You know what my favorite thing is? When they pass me, get in the right lane, and then to turn in front of me, to turn right.
Oh, yeah.
Road.
When all they had to do was slow down and get behind you.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it when they slow me down.
I've actually done that one before.
Did they wave at you?
Yeah, she did, actually, it was one of those, you could turn right on a red light in that lane. Mm-hmm. And I was going to, after the light, I was planning to turn right into the parking lot. And so I wanted to be in that lane so that I had an easy turn when I got through the light. But she was behind me and she was so mad that because she was going to turn right and I was going straight.
Yeah, another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter, impeding the flow of traffic. After they pull out right in front of you, you're going 50 and they're going 15.
Yeah.
He says, I really want to hit them then for real.
Okay, but I want to say this. I've said this many times about the three lanes, like on the service road, the right lane or in any city road that you're driving down, the right lane is for turning into and out of streets and businesses and things. So don't cruise in that lane,
mm-hmm.
because people are going to pull out and they're going to be going slower at first.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Stay in the middle or the left lane. And give those people a break that need to pull out. Don't drive 65 over there on the service road. Let them join the flow. Selfishes. Sorry.
That's all right. AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Here's a comment on first cars. David Irving, his first car was a maroon 1986 Toyota Cressida.
I remember those cars.
Sure. That was the top of the line Toyota at the time.
Dad had a Toyota store, and I'll never forget when we got one of those first, when we finally got Toyotas, when they started coming in, we were in a smaller town. That Toyota Cressida was nice.
It was a very, very nice car.
It was quiet.
Yeah.
So quiet. I pulled it, went into Sonic to get a soda. And I couldn't remember if the car was running or not.
I wonder.
I thought I'd turned it off.
But here's the thing. If he got an 86 Crescent and he got it in 99, it may not have been quite as nice.
Well, I'm just saying, back when they were brand new, they were nice.
Right.
It was still running, even without air.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Just wanted to say hi, Tammy. Still love my MB350. Have a great day. Deneen.
Oh, hi, Deneen. And happy belated birthday to you.
There you have it.
She's a doll. Very nice customer of Autoflex.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fantex, and this relates back to our Idiot Lights segment we did. Some places like Pep Boy or AutoZone will actually hook up your car to a computer for free. AutoZone does it for free.
Okay, cool.
So that if you don't have the software, you don't want to have to go buy the software, you could take it to a Pep Boys or an AutoZone, and they'll hook it up and check it for you for free and let you know what kind of repair you get.
And then you're right there ready to buy the parts at AutoZone.
Yeah.
Because they sell all the parts that would probably take to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
For those DIYers.
Oh, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I hate the ones that have their turn signals on, and then they never turn.
I know, they're just running down their blinker fluid.
I know.
Well, it's usually the same people that they've got a seatbelt hanging outside the car making sparks on the pavement while they're driving.
Okay, too. So there's a really funny picture of this dog, like a Mexican hairless or something, or maybe it was a Papillon. It's a funny looking dog, and he's got his head out the driver's window of this car with the mouth just wide open, and the caption is, "It's called a blinker." Road raging dog.
Uh huh. I wonder if my dogs have road rage. They probably take after me, so I imagine they do. They don't do a lot of driving, though.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. We hope not. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Do Nissan Titans hold their resale value? As good as any. And pickup trucks right now are holding their resale value better than anything else on the market. That's been the case for about the last 6 months.
People always need trucks.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of fuel economy they don't get.
Although some of these Fantex are hilarious. Although most people buy a pickup truck that don't need a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
They buy a pickup truck because they're going to need it once a year. Take some advice. Go rent one, folks.
Rent one when you need it. I've done that with the customers over and over again when we take them out of a four-wheel drive vehicle because we go to Colorado once a year to ski. Rent it for that trip and get your better fuel economy the rest of the year.
That is good advice. I had to actually get a truck. Just the other day, I got some lawn chairs, and they didn't fit in my car. But I didn't realize you could just go rent them. So I tweeted at Sybil1053, and I said, "Is anybody in McKinney who can help me pick up some lawn chairs?"
Well, now that's the way to do it.
That's smart.
And one of our fans, Jesse Ibanez, came out and helped me.
Way to go, Jesse.
I know, and he's a Marine, so I felt safe. It was a white truck, though. It actually was. It was a really nice one. It was like a brand new Silverado with chrome wheels and all that.
But speaking of Marines, and I watched a show last night on Dateline about that horrific accident where the semi ran over the BMW and got it caught up on the edge of the bridge on the side of the bridge. And it was the rescue mission to get this mother and her two children. One of them was an infant baby out of the car.
They were trapped in a car that was hanging over the side of the bridge that had been crushed by a semi.
It was,
oh my gosh.
It's insane. Yeah. You can look this. It's fascinating. Anyway, they were trying to, you know, they had the emergency responders there trying to figure out how to save them. And then these
CBs,
they were structural engineers.
Naval engineers.
They had this new piece of equipment. And everything, you have to go back and watch this show. But anyway, they had this incredible bulldozer, forklift type thing that would tilt and move forward and do all this stuff. And they were on the other side of the highway and supported this car underneath while they cut the family out of the, you know, cut the car apart to get the family. It was crazy, but they all survived, and it's a real feel good at the end. But the whole time, my heart was just
right.
What's going to happen?
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I love my first car, a Honda CRX 1992. That was a great car.
Yeah.
And it's still running, so you should love it.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Blinker fluid? Question mark. They're not familiar with blinker fluid, clearly. When a car is out of blinker fluid or low, you'll notice that the blinkers never turn on.
They called it blinker juice, but one of our fan texters, Autoflex fan texters, corrected me that it was blinker fluid.
Right.
So it's a joke.
All right. Well, that wraps up our time for this week. We are here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, call Autoflex. They do have some specials going on right now at both locations, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go to the website, autoflex.com. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, I am Sybil Summers. Thank you to Colby Sapp, and thanks to DeMarco Murray for calling in today.
Yes.
We will see you back here next time. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
And happy 4th of July.